The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 198, The Warsaw Express.
Engines are at maximum capacity. All systems green. Positive closure rate on target.
Georgia, update our intercept time with the target.
Target intercept is now at 16 standard minutes and 25 seconds.
Marco, is the target still tracking a course to Latumas?
That's affirmative. No change in direction or speed.
Jaffra, you are being hailed by Major Jocko. Open channel established.
Major Jocko, this is Jaffra.
We obviously got your message. You have a positive ID?
Captain Jomak said that the engines in his ship are special built and transmit a unique electronic frequency. Georgia checked the ship's specs and it matched to what she's picking up.
Outstanding. Have you been able to determine her destination yet?
Well, based on her current trajectory, we calculate it to be Latumas.
You're too far ahead of us to follow. How far ahead of you is Belda?
We're at maximum thrust and expect intercept in 16 standard minutes.
Our best bet is to double back and go on the other side of the portal and make a run for Charlie Oscar 1. That would put us slightly ahead of you.
Jocko, I've made a run with you before through a Charlie Oscar portal, and it wasn't pretty. I'm not sure that's a risk worth taking.
Belda made the run with a big freighter. We're in a battle-armored ship that's smaller and faster. I don't see a problem. Captain Tam agrees that it's the best thing to do here.
It's your call, Major.
If Captain Tam is good with it, then I say full speed ahead. We'll catch you on this side of the portal.
Copy that.
Channel closed.
I've heard those closing portals can be rough. I hope he knows what he's doing.
I rode one out with him before. Interestingly enough, we were chasing Wi-Fi.
Like Yogi said, it's deja vu all over again.
I'm not sure who he is, but he sounds a bit redundant.
He was a famous Yankee.
Hey, I thought he was a Mary Boo Boo.
It really doesn't matter who or what he is. Fact of the matter is that we're once again chasing Wi-Fi. He's like an escape artist.
As far as I'm concerned, his show is about to end.
Captain Nate, based on the Canberra's current speed and distance from Latumas, and factoring in our closing speed, I calculate they will enter the atmosphere before we can intercept.
Thank you, Georgia.
That might be a good thing. I believe Gabby can outfly her.
Outflying her doesn't accomplish anything. We need to get her on the ground. Unless you want to shoot her down.
I'm not sure I want to see a grown man cry. She has to sleep sometime, and unless she has a crew on board, she'd have to engage the autopilot to sleep.
Which means she could stay airborne.
Don't forget that Wi-Fi is also on board. Dead or alive, she'd have to get him on the ground sooner than later.
My guess is that she'll head straight for the old Rage headquarters. She may be planning on getting help from whatever's left of Rage.
If she does that, what are we going
to
do?
If that happens, Skipper, we'll just have to wait for Major Jocko to catch up with us. He's in a battle-armored troop transport, and they're equipped with some pretty heavy firepower.
One way or the other, I'm afraid me ship will be shot up and left for scrap metal.
Think of it this way. You'd get enough for it to buy yourself a sweet little speeder.
Gabby, we are not amused.
Well, it seems all of our information is correct.
Now what?
I know this is a frustrating process for you, but having done a lot of legal prep work, I can tell you, you don't want to start any kind of proceeding with incorrect information.
I understand that, and I really do appreciate it, but from my perspective, nothing has been done since that night except for what your sister did.
And what she did got that old proverbial ball rolling. Now that we have verified the information, we'll meet up with Detective Garrett and formulate a game plan.
Do you have any idea when that will be?
Yes, and it's sooner than you think.
Has he made a change in plans?
His timetable has been moved up. He'll be here today. In the meantime, we need to make preparations for another early arrival.
Unexpected guests?
Sam and Lenora have completed their refresher course at Quantico. They will be arriving shortly. Now, if you'd like to follow me...
Refresher course, huh? So that's how you pass them off, as agents there just for a refresher course.
Yes, we couldn't risk having them there for 6 weeks.
Them, meaning Sam and his appetite.
Yes, precisely. It's bad enough trying to hide the identity of two aliens, but when one of them eats like five people, well, it can be a bit much.
Oh, looks like the portal's been activated.
Stand by for portal closure.
We're standing by.
The portal is closed. You are cleared for egress.
Hey, why don't you just say, you can come out now.
Or I could just ring the dinner bell.
Now you're talking.
Welcome back, Lenora.
Thank you. All I can say is that it was interesting.
I understand you both shot a perfect score. I'm glad our man there lowered it a couple points.
Yeah, I wasn't too happy about that, but I understand the why of it. Scarlet, what are you doing here?
You remember when Kate went to D.C. and confronted Korski?
Yeah, he lawyered up and was charged.
Agent Barnes and Agent Merritt here are taking the case.
I want you two available to help if needed. That's the plan.
Hey, beats sitting around twiddling our thumbs. You think there'll be a stakeout on this?
Are you thinking about food already?
No, not that kind of steak. But now that you mention it...
I see you're still the same old Sam.
Yeah, Kate and I went undercover when Sam met another Hungan for lunch. They literally ate one of everything on the menu.
That sounds like him.
Now that's what I call a stakeout.
I don't anticipate anything like that, Sam.
So will they both be helping us on this case?
That's the plan.
What do you plan on having us do?
This case is going to require a lot of research and fact-finding. We'll need someone to get close to any relatives or friends he might have talked to about the case. You two will go to D.C. We'll have a war room set up, consolidate our findings.
War room? Now you're talking.
Not that kind of war room, Sam.
Aw. Well, at least I got to shoot something, even if it was just a paper target.
You two can return to your quarters and get ready for the trip to D.C. Your careers as IDF agents start now.
I'm glad we have the company jet available to us. We'll be in Warsaw well before Jameson.
One of the small perks of working for MI6. We have to be able to go anywhere in the world at a moment's notice. Anton, will Agent Doug be meeting us at the airport or at the train station?
There has been a slight change of plans.
A change of plans? What kind of change in plans?
I have received a text from Agent Doug. He thinks it would be better for me to return to Kiev and meet him at the rail station.
Really? What is his reasoning behind this last-minute decision?
Jameson knows you two. Perhaps he'll be more receptive to being arrested by you rather than by me or Agent Doug. We will wait for you at the rail station. There is no telling how he would react to us given his circumstances.
You mean because he's on the run?
You never know what a trapped animal may do. Like I said, he knows you two. It will be less stressful given what he must be going through.
What he's going through?
Well, his mother is missing, and I'm sure that has stressed him out.
Missing? Yes, missing. I'm sure that's adding to his stress level. I agree. You and Agent Doug will wait for us in Kiev. By then, we will have Jameson in custody.
We can then return to the embassy and interrogate him. We need to find out who the others were in that van.
We know he had help. I'm hoping that the Berlin police will be able to track down the other men.
Then I will be off. We will be waiting for you in Kiev. До побачення.
Goodbye.
I really had to bite my tongue on that one.
I'm so glad you didn't say anything. We obviously have a problem here. No one outside MI6 knows that Jameson's mother is missing, except for the people responsible.
Do you think by in-house the director included Agent Doug?
I don't think so, but I'm certainly going to find out.
Yes, Agent Simons, you have an update for me.
Clarification on the matter. Did you inform Agent Doug or Anton about Jameson's mother?
Outside of this office knows about that.
Anton said that there was a change of plans so that he and Dale were going to meet us in Kiev. He also mentioned that Jameson's mother is missing.
Well, This is most disturbing. He should not be privy to that information.
I think we need to dig deeper into this Anton fellow. There seems to be more to him than we imagined.
I'll get our best people on it right away. Go ahead with your plans to meet the train in Warsaw. Hopefully Jameson will be on it and we can get to the bottom of this.
Yes, sir. I'll notify you as soon as we make contact.
Very well. And I'll get back to you if I get anything new on Anton.
Yes, sir. That information was privy to just the three of us.
Then I have no doubt that Anton's mixed up in this somehow. I wonder if he's been selling information he's gathered while working with Agent Doug.
I need to think on how to approach this.
Do you mean, what do we do if Agent Doug knows too?
He may have very well mentioned it, like he mentioned it to us.
Or?
I've known Dale for many years. He's a strong, loyal servant to the Crown.
How are we going to approach Jameson if he's on the train?
We will board the last car and slowly make our way forward. If we see him, we will approach him quietly. We will not arrest, and we will not handcuff him.
I think that's a good approach. No need to create a scene. And if he runs?
Where is he going to run to? We will wait for the train to get up to speed before we start moving forward. I don't think Jameson will run.
If he does, I'll be very surprised.
Approaching the portal threshold. It looks pretty unstable. All right, everyone, helmets on and pressurize your suits. You need any help, Captain Tam?
No, this is pretty routine.
Pressure gauges are nominal. No leaks detected. Raise deflection shields and tighten those belts. This could get pretty bumpy. Here we go. We are clear the portal. Lower deflection shields. Hull integrity check looks good. Mercury, this is Jocko. Do you copy?
This is Captain Nate. We read you, Lima Charlie. What's your status?
We cleared the portal with no problems. Scanning for Bella now.
We have you on radar. Bella's relative 020 to your nose. You should have a visual.
Roger, looking. Visual contact. We'll try to hail her. Canberra, this is the Federation Scout Team. You are within our jurisdiction. Heave to for boarding. Canberra, do you copy?
Major, I think she heard you. She's pulling a Chandelle maneuver. She's headed right for us.
Mercury, what capabilities does Canberra have in terms of weapons?
Stand by. Jomax has the same as my ship. Twin rapid-fire laser cannons and one large impulse cannon.
She's double back on us. We'll try to stall her until you get here.
Roger that.
Re-engaging deflector shields. Max throttle. We'll keep suited up. Tim, here's your chance. Man the side guns. Everyone, shoot to disable, not to destroy.
I'll try to take out her engine if I get a shot.
She has to have more people on board than just her Wi-Fi. That's some sophisticated maneuver she's doing.
From what I understand, she only has some basic flying skills.
She's got a target lock on us, banking right.
That answers that question. She can't fly and shoot at the same time.
That was more of a warning shot. I'm going to try her again. Canberra, you have fired upon a Federation vessel. Heave to or we will engage with extreme prejudice.
I know that voice. Hello, Jocko. Do you miss me, too?
I hate to burst your bubble, but not in the least bit.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Bella, this is Joe Mack. You better do what he says or he'll take serious action against you. You stole me ship, and I want it back in one piece. So, surrender!
I didn't steal your ship. I simply borrowed it. I need to get to Latuma's for immediate medical assistance.
So, Wi-Fi's still alive, is he? I want you and him both off me ship. And whoever is flying it for you.
One of your crew members is taking good care of your ship, so relax.
Who is it?
Hey, Skipper. Fancy a tango with your old pilot.
Liam? I can't believe you turned your back on me and stole me ship.
I didn't steal anything, Skipper. Just took on another job. Well, actually, it's the same job. I'm just piloting into Canberra for someone else.
If you know what's good for you, you'll heave to and let the bat board you. How could you do this to me?
Listen, we were hijacked. You were set adrift. Thought you were a goner. Then, this pretty Sheila said she owned the Canberra now and paid me double what you paid me.
And like a flaming drongo, you...
My choice was to go back to the job I had and get paid double or stay marooned on that godforsaken planet.
This is Major Jocko of the IDF. Prepare your ship for boarding. The people on board are wanted by the IDF. If you fail to comply, you will be charged as an accessory to treason.
Sorry to disappoint you there, Major. We are departing for the old prison.
The prison is well fortified and defended. If you attempt to land there, you will be considered a hostile invader. You have no jurisdiction there.
Bella, this is Captain Tam. My training includes biometric medicine, and that training tells me that Wi-Fi is most likely skeptic and is either dead or close to it.
Which is exactly why I need to get him back to his base. If you want the ship in one piece, then you better stay back.
Switching to TACCOM 1.
Mercury on Tactical COM 1.
So what's the plan? We gonna let her go or what?
I'd like to interject something here.
All right, let's see what you got.
It's an old military strategy. I mean really old. Like in the Battle of Marathon in 490 BC.
Well, this should be good.
It's called the pincer move. Instead of pursuing an enemy, you outflank them on both sides. It's mostly used when attacking. The flanking forces get behind the enemy and attack from the rear.
How would this work when you're chasing someone?
I see what she's saying. We'll let Bella think she's getting away while we outflank her. We'll break off and approach the prison from the east, and you go past her and approach from the west.
That might work. With any luck, we can stop her before she gets close enough to the prison for supporting fire.
All right, we're breaking from the chase. With any luck, we'll see you on the surface with the Canberra between us.
Okay, I think that's about everything we have so far.
What do you think? Do we have a fighting chance?
I think we have much more than a fighting chance. I've worked winning cases with a lot less than this.
And I've closed cases with a lot less. It's going to be a matter of getting enough people from back then to willing to talk to us.
I'm convinced there was a cover-up. He and his ring rocker buddies swept it under the table.
Ring knockers? What's that? Some sort of secret fraternity?
Well, close. There are three main avenues for receiving a commission as an officer. There's OCS, ROTC, and West Point. Now, West Point's a 5-year college, and of course, graduates get a ring, like most schools.
Oh, okay, I see. So if they tap their rings on the table, another West Pointer will know he's a brother or a sister. Do they really do that?
You know, I never really saw anybody tap their ring, but those rings are pretty distinct and easy to identify. Now, whether or not they show favoritism to each other is up for debate. But I agree with Scarlett here. Someone made this go away. We need to find out who and why.
Well, perhaps another perspective can help. Detective Garrett is on approach.
Ladies, after you.
We have portal closure. You are cleared for egress. Detective Garrett, welcome to Martin State.
Thank you, Mr. Pierman. Agent Barnes, good to finally meet you in person. Kelly, Scarlett.
Good to see you again.
I hope you're ready to get this thing started.
I think we've done a pretty good job of getting things rolling. He's been charged. What we need to do is to ensure that an Article 32 investigation gets going.
Okay, remind me again what an Article 32 is?
Well, it's all part of the UCMJ, or the Uniform Code of Military Justice. It's sort of like a grand jury. It'll convene and review evidence, then decide whether or not to pursue a military court-martial.
So in other words, he could get more than just a slap on the wrist.
Oh yeah, he could get a reduction in rank, fines, and if severe enough, time in Fort Leavenworth's military corrections complex.
So it won't be a picnic by any means.
You'll have at your disposal all of the IDF contacts we have, along with their resources.
You have any in Koski's chain of command, either now or at the time of the accident?
I'm afraid not. We do, however, have a paralegal in the system.
Really? Oh, that's good. I could probably work with them.
I'll contact her and give her your information. I'll also bring her up to speed on the case. She works at the Pentagon, so she'll be easy to contact since you three will be in D.C.
Okay, speaking of D.C., you ready to transport us?
Your chariot awaits. And as I told you the first time you rode a stip, please hold on to the bar.
Okay, I have tickets. We've got a couple of minutes to spare.
Did they tell you if the train is running on time?
Right on schedule. I'm thinking that we don't board until the last second, just in case he gets off like he did in Berlin.
My thoughts exactly. We'll board at the last possible second. Ah, it's the Berlin police.
Hopefully they found something in that van.
Let's see. Well, yes. It's as we suspected. The only prints found belong to Jameson. That's peculiar.
What is it?
They found his thumbprints on the window.
Just his thumb?
Yes, just thumbprints. Nothing else. What's even more peculiar is that they are in a precise pattern.
What kind of pattern?
Three vertical prints, followed by three horizontal, and again by three vertical.
Could it be he was just doodling?
They sent a photo. Look here. Three vertical, three horizontal, and three vertical.
They're so evenly spaced, like a definite pattern. Simon, I think I know what this is. The middle three look like dashes.
I believe you're right. Three short, three long, and three short. SOS.
He knew the van would be dusted for prints. He's sending a definite message. He's in trouble.
Here comes the train.
The ticket office said this is a quick stop, so we'd better get into position.
I think that's him. Fourth car, third window from the end.
I think you're right. That is him. He's certainly not trying to hide his face. Do you think he saw us?
I don't think so. Let's board this last car.
What do you want to do?
Let's take a seat here and wait to get underway. We need to make sure he's not being watched.
How are we going to do that?
Once we get up to speed, we can move up the car and see if there's any seating behind him. If he makes eye contact with us, don't respond.
So if he pretends he didn't see us, we know he's being watched.
That's my best guess. I'm going to text Director Cage and let him know that Jameson is on the train.
Jameson's on the train. I'm on a train. In Poland. On the way to Ukraine. That's not something I ever dreamed of.
There. Done. Well, Kate, I don't suppose you ever thought that you would ever go to Denmark and get kidnapped.
That's true. Or go to Stockholm and have Soren kidnap me. I don't suppose you ever thought you'd be kidnapped in Johannesburg, either.
That's true.
What is it with this job and getting kidnapped?
Nature of the game, I suppose. Ah, we're moving. Now, once we're underway, we'll make our way forward.
Do you think Anton will be in Kyiv?
I seriously doubt it. But if he is, I have a few questions I'd like to ask him.
I have a few I'd like to ask him too.
Jameson!
Is Jameson surrendering to Simon? Will Gabby's plan to capture the Canberra work? And what will Barnes and Kelly and Garrett find in D.C.? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, The Pincer Move.